I would like to welcome you all back to another episode of the Dirty Soapbox, where my soapbox might be dirty, but my kicks are clean. I want you all to sit back and enjoy this episode. You know, I've been thinking about this for the past few months, and I've been thinking about ways for Black people in America to be free or to be liberated. You know, I've been thinking about actual tangible ways for us to achieve freedom and liberation. I watched a movie about a guy named Tijuana Jackson, and it's actually a good movie, and I recommend you all watch it. But anyway, Tijuana Jackson was a guy that got out of prison and he wanted to be a life coach. And basically these college students were shooting a documentary about him trying to achieve this. But Tijuana Jackson said something very powerful in the movie. He said, "Do you want justice or do you want freedom?" And to me, that's one of the most profound questions ever asked. Do you want justice or do you want freedom? And when he asked the question, I had to pause the movie because I was like, that's it. That's the question that needs to be asked. And that's the question that most Black people will not ask themselves. Now, when I talk about Black people, I'm talking about ADOS, I'm talking about BIPOC, I'm talking about the people that actually built the country, I'm talking about the indigenous people of this land. I'm talking specifically about the people they use the term Black for, not this generic term Black that's very commercialized without any tangible results for the actual Black people. The word Black benefits everybody except Black people, ironically. But do you want justice or do you want freedom? And that's a very profound question because it leads me into ways for us to achieve liberation and freedom. Now, I'm a firm believer in if you need to be saved, you're already doomed. If you need to be saved, you are already doomed. Why? Because you being saved is on you. Even if a lifeguard or somebody from a ship throws you something, a life preserver or life jacket overboard, or you're in the sea somewhere about to drown, you still have to grab it. You still have to put it on. Again, saving yourself is on you. Even if somebody presents you with it, you still have to apply yourself to save yourself. How can God save you if you reject God? You have to save yourself. Saving yourself is all on you. So I apply that same theory that I have about needing to be saved. And think about this too. Think about all the people that you know that need to be saved. We've heard songs about it. Don't save her, she don't want to be saved. Think about all the people that we know in our lives that need to be saved. The people that need to be saved consistently make poor decisions. The people that need to be saved consistently make poor choices in life. The people that need to be saved aren't applying themselves like they need to. And so the people that need to be saved are putting themselves in position to need to be saved. Now I talk about us and I say to myself, what are tangible ways to, I guess, quote unquote, save Black people? As I think about it though, I say, you know what? Nothing can save Black people but Black people. I'm a big supporter of reparations. I'm a big supporter of a transference of wealth. I'm a big supporter of getting rid of the wealth gap or shortening the wealth gap. I'm a big supporter of land redistribution. I'm a big supporter of us getting what's owed to us. At the same time, even if we get all of that, is that going to save us? Because how does getting reparations save us? And you ask me, why do I feel we need to be saved? Well, you can go look at the numbers yourself. You can go look at the numbers yourself. In all the negative categories, we lead the field. We lead the pack. We lead the pack in all the negative stuff, all of it. And you got to ask yourself, how long can we be sustained as a nation in doing that? Most Black people are impoverished. Black people exist in poverty. Black people live in poverty. But I believe that the media, you know, shows us living a certain way to keep us dumbed down under this illusion that we aren't out here suffering and struggling. Now, a lot of this, what I'm telling you all, is statistics, but it's also mindset. So you ask the average Black person what's their biggest holdup or hangup in life, they're probably going to mention something about racism. And again, we're lost even in that, because if we can't defeat racism, then there's no way we can be saved. But again, in order to be saved, we must be able to save ourselves. And so I'm thinking about ways to save us. I came to the conclusion, like I said, there is no way to save us. There's no plan or program or policy they can write up and put in place to save Black people. There's none. Because at the end of the day, where we are fundamentally flawed at as a people is through our character. We're the only group of people, if you think about it, that praise ourselves for being great, but yet in practice, we're horrible. We actually praise ourselves for being great, and then in practice, we are terrible. We're actually the only group of people on the planet that don't know who they are. And this is why I think we may be the chosen people, but not chosen in the sense that most of you all think in an egotistical way, but chosen in the sense that we don't know who we are. We're the only people on the planet who don't know who we are, which could mean we are the final piece to the puzzle. I've always believed that if we get it together, if we wake up, the entire planet wakes up. And so us not knowing who we are is, to me, by design, because it keeps the powers in power, so to speak. But when it comes to saving Black people, I couldn't really come up with a solution on my own that could really save Black people. You know, I believe that economics is a great starter, but even then, what good is the money if you don't know who you are? And most people are not going to apply wisdom when discussing these issues. Most folks are not going to apply some spiritual level of understanding when it comes to discussing these issues. And I realized that we suffer the most because we lack character. And when I say we lack character in the basic fundamentals of existence. We lack character in the basic fundamentals of existence. And the basic fundamental of existence for humans, to me, is beyond self-preservation, is family. The family structure is the greatest threat to the enemy. It's the greatest threat to the system. The family structure is what really shapes society. That's why the middle class, quote unquote, is made up largely of families, because the families are the balance. The middle class is the balance between poor and rich. The middle class is the stable-minded persons or people in society. It's the middle class. This is why they want to get rid of the middle class, because the middle class is really the last hope for all the stuff we got going on. But the foundation of that is family. See, we suffer because we don't value family. I don't want to hear about these cliche things. We don't value family as a community because our households are fractured. Our households are fractured. The men are gone. The women are raising children. It's not working. It doesn't work. And I ask, how long can it be sustained? You see, most people say now, and they don't think about later. They don't think about the future. If it's bad on Monday, what makes you think it's going to be good on Sunday? You have to make it good to get to Sunday. Meaning, if it's bad on Monday, You got to make it better on Tuesday and then better on Wednesday until Sunday is better than Monday. But we're under this belief system that Sunday is going to be better because we hope it gets better. But honestly, I think it's not really hope. It's just really being cowardice. Because what it takes for us to be free, we don't want to do it. And we don't want to do it because we feel like it's going to cost too much. We feel like it's going to be too much of an inconvenience. We feel like it's going to be too hard. We feel like it's going to be an all-out war or a real fight. We just feel like it's going to be too much for us to deal with. Again, I'm a firm believer that our biggest hindrance as a people is character, because we don't do the basics. We don't do the basics. The simple things are not letting the black dollar leave the black community in 6 seconds. These are the basics. The basics are having a family. These are the basics. The basics are community. Like, these are the basics. Building your community up. These are the basics. Reaching back and helping your people. These are the basics. These are basic things that we don't do, and they're all rooted in character. Think about Black Wall Street. Think about all these black people you see out there bragging about how much money they have, and not one Black Wall Street has been built. All these black billionaires out there, and not one Black Wall Street has been built. All these black people talking about how much money they have, and not one Black Wall Street has been built, has not been rebuilt, not even a small Black Wall Street. Like, we haven't even done it. So again, we fail in the basics. We fail in the basics. And a lot of it is due to trauma. A lot of it is due to us being conditioned to value everything else besides ourselves, to value everything that was, I guess, tangible, and even the non-tangible, like acceptance, or, you know, wanting to be liked. But all these things stem from trauma, us coping with trauma. And I get it. You know, we went through a lot. At the same time, if you talk to the average black person today, we have some sense of what we need to do, what we need to do. We have some sense of what we need to do to get out of the situation. If you talk to black people, the average black person, they have solutions for black people. So I can't just say that the brainwashing and conditioning took full hold, because black people know that something needs to be done, even if their solutions aren't really good ones or tangible. They at least know something needs to be done. And so with us, it's the basics. We fail the basic stuff. We don't understand that in order to build wealth, you have to do it through family and community. Everybody has to pitch in to do it. We think that it's just one person coming up by themselves. It's not how it works. It's community. And so our biggest hindrance to me, to being free or being liberated, is the lack of a family. You know, and once that family structure is gone, it's chaos. You know, the family structure is the number one defense against Satan, the devil, the wicked, the evil, is the family structure. You know how hard it is to penetrate a family where the mother and the father are there, both on the same accord, raising the kids the right way, both parents love each other, both wants the best for their family and their community. You know how hard it is to penetrate that? Do you know how hard it is to run up in that house with some foolishness? It's almost impossible. You have to destroy the family for this chaos to even take place, to even work. And so we suffer from not having a family. So honestly, there is no way to save black people unless black people master the basics, the simple stuff. Black people have to master the simple stuff. And that means you don't sell out for a check. You don't sell your people out for a check. I talked about black leadership being an extension of white oppression. This is the problem. We have black people that are in charge of us, and they're already on the payroll. Again, all this stuff boils down to character. When a person gets tricked out of their money, it's because they lack character. They thought they were going to come up quick on something. Think about it. Think about the folks that get bamboozled or swindled. They were trying to come up. They were trying to cut a corner somewhere. It's hard to trick somebody that has some character. It's hard to trick somebody that doesn't want any shortcuts. It's going to be very difficult to pull the wool over somebody's eyes who bases it off of the character and not the characteristics. It's going to be tough. And so we suffer the most because of character. There is no way to save black people because black people have to save themselves. Many folks say, well, I want to leave this country. I'm like, and go where? Go where? Where can you go and you not be the black person there? I don't care where you go, you're not going to run from the problem because you will still be there. I'm talking about us fixing the problem internally. That means we have to stop compromising ourselves on the basic things. We got to eat better. We got to exercise. These are basic things. We are literally, hold on, think about this. They bred us to be these superior physical beings, and then we just put poison in our bodies, poisons in our mind, pollute our spirits with all this foolishness. We should be the healthiest people on the planet. They bred us to be the best physically. So how is obesity running rampant in our community? How is disease running rampant in our community? You know why? Because we have not mastered the basics. This is basic level of existence. These people would kill to have our genetics. It's basic level of existence. We haven't mastered the basics. And we haven't mastered the basics because we lack character. It's no different than playing a video game. When guys used to play those video games, I used to play them too. You get that cheat code and you fast forward to the boss and you get destroyed. You know why? Because you weren't prepared to face the boss. Because what you didn't realize was that all the other bosses before that boss prepared you for the boss. So that when you saw the boss, you realized that each of those bosses had an attribute of the main boss. And when you beat the bosses, you master each attribute of the main boss. But when you want to get there on a shortcut, like we do, we get to the boss and we get slaughtered. We're trying to get to the top. We're trying to become free. We're trying to become liberated without mastering the basics, and it's not going to work. And it's not going to work because it's not even honorable to do so. It's not. We fall a victim to all of this trickery this society has offered. You look at any major civilization. Any major civilization, they were all morally corrupt. You look at any civilization, I don't care, you take ancient Egypt, you take Rome, Greece, you take Babylon, you take Sumer. I don't care what you pick, any major civilization was morally corrupt and wicked. We try to praise it now in hindsight, but they were doing crazier stuff than we're doing right now to this day. And what's happened is we've adopted the ideologies of these major civilizations. Because we've made it about the characteristics and not the characters. We made it about what we could see, touch, taste, and feel versus what God had for us. Versus what God has for us. And this is what I'm talking about with us lacking character. There's no way to save black people because black people have to want to be saved. We have to look at this current system in place and say we don't want any parts of it. There's no way to save black people. Because black people have to save themselves. And I know it sounds harsh. I know it sounds cold because we get conditioned to be dependent upon racism. Racism is like a breast. And we just suck off that nipple like babies. We've been conditioned to actually depend on racism. So we can't really make any strides in this country because we have an excuse of, I can always fall back on this country is racist. But I refuse to do that. And I won't give anybody an excuse. I don't know anybody, honestly, that put their mind to something and didn't succeed. With everything stacked up against everybody that's black in America, I don't know anybody that actually even gave 100% at something and didn't succeed. So clearly there's a cheat code to circumvent or navigate through this oppression and racism, and this systematic racism and systemic racism. Clearly there's a cheat code, and the cheat code is you're not giving those things power, but you're giving yourself that power. We haven't mastered the basics. And so there's no way to save black people because black people don't want to be saved. What black people really want is to be comfortable. And that is something different. Tijuana Jackson asked the question, do you want justice or do you want freedom? Because you can get justice and still end up behind bars. You can get justice and still remain behind bars. You can get justice and still be a slave. So the goal shouldn't be justice. The goal should be freedom. The goal should be liberation. Because at that point, justice is irrelevant. So we can't save black people because black people have to save themselves. And to me, that is a very beautiful thing because it means that I can put my destiny in my hands. I can control the outcome of my existence. And so to me, I'm actually relieved to know that saving us is on us because that means we have the power to do it. Now, will we do it? It's going to be tough. You know, they want you to speak optimistically. They want you to be positive. At the same time, I know us. I know we're up against. We're up against a propaganda machine that is very, very powerful, and we've already endorsed it for years. So it's going to be hard to break those chains and break those cycles. If you notice, they don't allow too many free-thinking or freer-thinking black people to hit mainstream media. Like what I'm saying right now is not an accepted nor approved message. I can tell you that right now. Me saying that racism has no power over me, you know, me saying that racism cannot stop me saying that oppression cannot stop me saying that white folks cannot stop me saying that I control my destiny. And if I fail, it's because I failed. That kind of message, that kind of talk, they don't want black people thinking like that, because if black people think like that, then black people will start taking their destiny in their own hands. And so you can't save black people. I can't save black people because black people have to not only save themselves, but first, black people have to want to be saved. But like I said before, if you need to be saved, you already lost. So maybe we should change the language. Maybe we don't need to be saved. Maybe we just need to be who we really are. Maybe we should just be who God said we were. Maybe. And when I talk like this, I get backlash from this kind of talking because we've been conditioned to always lean on the excuse. It's family. At the core of all of this, what we need is the family structure intact. Because when the family structure was intact, we made the most strides. Think about this, you all. We were in slavery still getting married. That's how much we valued marriage. That's how much we valued family. We had our women being raped and tortured. We had our men being butchered and castrated and sodomized and tortured. And through all of that, we wanted to get married. Through being treated like less than an animal, to be in chattel slavery, we still wanted to be married. We still value family. That's the key. The key is valuing family again, because once you value family, then everything makes sense. This is why I say, you know, a person getting to the money, if a person is getting to the money legally, ethically, honestly, morally, it's going to unlock their thinking. Because they're going to understand making money. In the process, you understand how the world works. Because making money the right way is character-based. making money the right way is character based. If you think about it, a man is really building his wealth for what? For his family. This is where understanding comes into place. So it's not for somebody to go out there and get rich on their own. No. I'm getting rich, I'm becoming wealthy to leave a legacy. This is for my children's children. Again, how are you going to save us, or how can we save us, if we haven't mastered the basics, the basic levels of existence for us? And that is thinking about future generations. That's basic level of existence. And we struggle with it. And so we're trying to jump to the main boss. We're trying to jump to liberation and freedom, and we haven't even mastered the basics. And now what I'm saying may make sense, but if I get on TV talking like this, I'm telling you right now, they will get me off the air. All these woke people, all these fake woke conscious people, all these anti-racist, all these people, if I get on TV talking like this, they're going to get me off the network, because they don't want you to be truly empowered. They don't want us to know who we really are. And it's not deep. It's not rocket science. All you got to do is just believe that God made you to be great and go from there. You all do realize that we chose to come down here. And I don't want to get too spiritual, but, you know, we chose to come down here. Now, the Bible says that God knew us before we were in the womb. So, you know, we chose to come down here. You know, we told God, I want to go down there and make a difference. That's what I believe. I believe we said, I want to go down there and make a difference, because that thing is chaotic down there. They don't know who they are. I want to show them who they really are. And so how do we get from that to coming down here accepting of this kind of treatment? Accepting of our position in life? No. You got to, and part of being great is demanding greatness. I don't want the scraps. Think about it. We took soul food and turned it into our cuisine. And all soul food was the leftover of the scraps. We've been conditioned to take lesser and try to make it more. No. I don't want less. I want more from the beginning. I don't want less. I want more from the beginning. The mindset has to change. The mindset has to change. If black folks need to be saved, we're not going to be saved. If black people need to be saved, we're not going to be saved. They sum up our whole existence and tell us to vote. Think about that. They sum up our whole existence and tell us just vote. As if that voting is going to change what's going on. We can't even get to voting until we master the basics. We got to master the basics, y'all. And the basics, at the core of it, is family. People say, no, it's self-preservation. What am I preserving myself for, if not for my family? If you make it about yourself, you're wrong. If you make it about yourself, you are already going to lose. And that's what we have done, is we've made it about ourselves individually. We've made it about ourselves individually. You can't save black people, because black people have to save themselves. And it all is rooted in character. All of it is deeply rooted in character. And so now when I look at things, I don't look at things from a what can we do standpoint anymore. I look at it really from an individual basis, and the individual person has to make up in their mind how they want to exist on this earth. And those individuals that are like-minded come together. But there's no thing that's going to actually save black people. You know, at this point, we're really preparing ourselves to be lambs for the slaughter. And I know it sounds cryptic and post-apocalyptic, that's a bar, but we are preparing ourselves to be lambs for the slaughter. Because we have not mastered the basics, and nobody wants to address it. Nobody wants to address that we were better off when we had the family intact. Nobody wants to address that we were better off when we were going to church. This is all factual information. This is not, we were all going to church, and most of us were in a family structured environment. So we don't want to talk about that, though. You can't get on TV and talk about this stuff, because these are the keys. These are the keys. If we wake up, the entire world wakes up. If we wake up, this entire system falls. But I'm not calling us the chosen people because we're special. I'm calling us the chosen people because we are the last ones to the party. We don't know who we are. And when we figure out who we are, things are going to change immediately. I would like to thank you all for tuning in to the Dirty Soapbox, where my soapbox might be dirty, but my kicks are clean. I want to thank you all for tuning in again, and I hope you all tune in to future episodes. But before I go, quickly let me just say, I want to give a shout out to all the people out there that choose to be their own person. To every one of you out there that choose to not follow but to blaze your own path. I commend you all, and I thank all of you for giving me inspiration. Thank you all again, and I love you.